Here Comes Another, when, no, Abby Crawford, you're not a musical style. You're a whole range of musical styles.
I kind of am. I go way one way on the range and all the way other on the other side. It's
there
crazy.
You go. So talk about the musical style we're about to launch into right now and the musicians that make it happen.
Well, it's a little bit of a couple of different kinds. My band leader would say that it is gypsy swing.
Well, jazz manouche. Sure.
Jazz manouche, yeah. Or we could call it bluegrass because mm-hmm. Andrew's here and fantastic mm-hmm. at that. But mm-hmm. Andrew does all kinds of stuff, mm-hmm. and so does Garen. So as the band goes, gypsy swing, sometimes jump jazz. Jazz manouche, is that what you'd rather call it?
Well, jazz manouche for instead of gypsy jazz, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I but get it all wrong. I get up here to sing. That's what I do.
Hot jazz covers it all.
Okay, hot jazz. That's what we're going to do.
There we go. And it's a little framework on this. Abby Crawford, who usually fronts, who among other things fronts the Hot Club of Spokane. And they have a show tonight, I think from 7 to 9 at the McGinnity Room. We'll talk about that in a minute. But why don't we launch into a little bit of music right now?
Gladly.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do? Did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do? Did I do? Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around. I'm hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? Oh, honey, do I love you, honey? Did I do?
Live here at Club KPBX was Indeed I Do with Abby Crawford, along with the fiddle player Andrew Wilson and the guitarist Garen Hertel, now that we get you all properly introduced. And this is for a show tonight at the McGinnity Room from 7 to 9. So the deal is that Andrew got back in town. So let's start with you saying how that happened, and then let's find out what Andrew's been up to.
He comes up here every year for a bluegrass festival.
Oh, and you mean Blue Waters that just happened?
No, the one that happens in Kettle Falls. What is it?
Camp
and Jam.
Okay.
But when he's in town, the first thing that we all want to do is we want to see him. So Garen had put together a gig for tomorrow, but because of all the smoke in the air, we weren't able to do it. So I was like, hey, we've got Andrew. We might as well do a show because how long did you play with us? Like
5 years.
Yeah. So when I first started with Hot Club of Spokane, he was there. And then he and his, what I call this bluegrass family, Von Trapp. Everybody in his family plays. And so they moved away. So when we get him back in town, we always want to hear him play. So we put together the gig tonight at the McGinnity Room. Doors actually open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. And we're going to go, what?
7:30 and 8, actually.
Oh, 7:30 and 8? Mm-hmm. I put the whole thing together and I still don't know.
Doors open at 7:30 and the show starts
yes.
at
8. Yes, okay, that's so correct. There it is.
Okay, there we
so
go.
We decided it would be great to have him play. And this is the first time in... Oh my gosh, how long have you been gone?
5 years.
First time in 5 years that he's actually played a gig with the band, yeah. isn't
well,
it?
Well, Andrew, let's bring you in here and find out about your odyssey. Where have you been for the last 5 years?
Well, we left Spokane in 2012 with our family band. My wife and four kids all play music. And
What do you call your family band?
The Wilson String Band. And yeah, real original.
Bluegrass Family Von Trapp.
Yeah. It's easier to say than that, but... Yeah, so we traveled the country for about 2 years and just toured all over and played music everywhere we could. Then we settled into Arizona for a couple of winters and then made it to Austin about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
So talk about being in Austin, because it strikes me that the virtue would be that there's so much music and the vice would be there's so much music. Is there room for you?
There is. You know, surprisingly, there's not a lot of... a lot of fiddle players down there.
Oh.
There's a lot of contest players, but not a lot of band players. Mm. So I work as much as I want, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Austin, obviously, as you're saying, they're not suffering from, you know, musicians. So, you know, the money isn't as good in Austin. So most of my work's in San Antonio. It's a little bit further drive, but yeah.
Okay. And so that's worked out for you. To...
Yeah. And we opened a music school about 2 years. It's kind of a continuation of a previous business that we had. And we're have Wilson School of Strings. We have about 150 students a week, and we're about to double that.
And so, what's unique about the training you get in the Wilson School of Strings?
Well, you get a whole bunch of stuff that you don't normally get with music instruction. You have private lesson time, you have class time, and you have a jam time where everybody gets to instantly implement what they learned. And that's the fastest way for people to develop musically is to instantly apply it.
Sure. Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, and then so you're back here and you guys doing a hot club gig. As long as we've been talking to Andrew, let's hear a little bit of fiddle playing. What do you want to do for us?
Do you want to do Chavala?
Chavala
swing?
Yeah. Same intro?
Yeah.
Nice little tune there with Andrew Wilson, our special guest. See, when you're out of town, you become the special guest.
I wondered when it would finally happen.
Yeah.
It's good. Such a special treat to have him in town, though. It's not often. Usually he'll have a jam where he's not out in the public, but now we get to just present him and be like, hey, he's playing with our band again. Come and see him. It's such a treat to have him. I love singing with him. I love the whole band, and it's just such a special guest treat.
So now, no lack of versatility among the Hot Club of Spokane, but will you kind of do your regular tunes and he'll climb aboard, or are you going to work out and kind of throw a few new tunes at yourselves, or what are you going to do?
I think
I'm pure improv player. Yeah. So whatever they throw at me, we're gonna do.
Whatever comes out of our mouth, I think, is what's gonna happen. I mean, there's gonna be favorite songs that we do. I know, Garen, you have favorite songs that you want to hear, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for that. Yes.
I've got a couple I'm gonna sing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we should also say that Andrew has done a marvelous job of developing his sons and their talent, and they will be also performing with us.
How old are they?
They're 18 and 17. We got Jake and Zach, and Jake's on bass and Zach's on guitar, and they play a lot of that jazz manouche. Yes.
So will they sit in with the whole band, or will that be kind of a set within
oh,
the
Oh, no, they're playing the whole time.
They're on the whole show.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're marvelous players.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're actually making me look bad these days. It's kind of... I'm serious. They're pulling out some stuff that I'm like, oh, that's real work for me to learn.
Yeah, then you've done your job teaching them, truly.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the room that we're going to be in, the McGinnity Room, it's a newer space within the last year, 116 West Pacific. It was put together as a legacy for Danny McGinnity, who passed away last year. But the room itself, they've done such a great job with it as his legacy. It's just it's for events, and they were so good at working with me for a fundraiser that I did a couple weeks ago. I called them and said, hey, please, we need a space. And immediately they were there. They've got one of the best bridal suite dressing rooms I've ever been in my entire life. Just, you know, if you ever walk in there.
How many bridal suite dressing rooms have you been in?
Quite a few. Well, quite a few as a performer. You know, I need some place to go. even in my own wedding, I didn't have a bridal suite. But the way that they've set it up, it's a beautiful bar, beautiful room for dancing tonight. They're going to set up all the seats sort of auditorium style so people can just relax and listen to the music. And the people, their staff who works there, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. So hopefully people will think, hey, I've never been to that place. Maybe I'll go. Mm-hmm. Or,
so
hey,
the
we've
McGinnity
never heard them.
The McGinnity Room, conceptually, it's on Pacific, 116 West Pacific, and that's just a few steps west of Brown.
Correct. So Pacific. Across... It's
near the Laser Quest building, in a way.
Amtrak?
Well,
sort of.
Behind.
No, it's west of it. It's yeah. west of the House of Charity, right across the street from the Ballet Arts Academy. So if people know where the Washington Cracker building is, it's a block and a half east of there. Yeah, so all you have to do is go up Brown, take a ride on Brown or on Pacific, and it's right there on the north side.
So we clarified the time, 7:30, the doors open, and the concert will start at 8 o'clock with Abby Crawford, the Hot Club of Spokane.
You can buy tickets at the door.
Special guest Andrew Wilson.
Yay, special guest.
Well, let's do it going out tune. What do you got?
A song called Exactly Like You.
Me?
Exactly Like You, Vern, because you're the best.
Hey, bars.
I know why I waited.
Why?
Know why I've been true.
Why?
Waiting here for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money
why?
On a show or two?
Why?
No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to give the world to you. You seem to understand every little dream I'm dreaming, every dream I'm dreaming. I know why my mama taught me to be true. Wanted me for someone exactly like you. For someone exactly like you. Well, why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to give the world to you. You seem to understand every little dream
never scheme, I'm scheming. I know why my mama taught me to be true. She wanted me for someone exactly like you.
The core group of Hot Club of Spokane, Abby Crawford singing and Garen Hertel playing the guitar, and then the special guest artist and Andrew Wilson along here. Thanks a lot, folks.
So can I really quick? You can find any of our performances on Facebook, Hot Club of Spokane, or you can go to hotclubofspokane.com.
Okay, there
yeah.
we go.
Thanks.
Find any
Thank
more
you.
Details.
Thanks, Vern.
Certainly. And so there's something happening tonight then for what's happening the rest of the week.